The Irish Republic's controversial legislation to curb the activities of illegal organisations such as the IRA is expected to become law later today after receiving final parliamentary approval in the Senate. The new measures, designed to make it easier to convict IRA members and supporters, passed through the lower house, the Dáil, after opposition had collapsed in a wave of concern over two major bomb explosions in the centre of Dublin while the debate was going on. From Dublin, Giles Smith reports on the aftermath of the explosions.
The final toll of injuries in last night's explosions only became known early this morning. A total of 114 people in all had to be treated, and this morning 16 are still seriously ill in hospital, four of them on the critical list. The two men who died were a 24-year-old bus conductor, father of one whose wife is pregnant, and a bus company official who's a father of six. The blasts have visibly shaken Dublin. The areas of the actual explosions have been cordoned off as clearance of the wreckage goes on. And security checks, like the ones the people of Belfast have been used to for many months, are in operation in many leading stores and offices. In particular, cars with Northern Ireland registrations are being carefully checked because it's generally assumed here that the bombs came from a Northern extremist group. The police say both cars were from the North, one with a Northern Ireland registration, the other with an English one. And they're trying to trace the man who hired one of them from a Belfast car hire firm on Thursday. One thing that has concerned people here is the fact that a Belfast newspaper was given precise details of the two bombs 10 minutes before the first explosion. But by the time the warning got to Dublin, the first bomb had gone off and police had no time to clear the area of the second.
In the Northern Ireland capital, Belfast, there has been another unexplained murder, described by police as one of the worst they have dealt with. The naked body of a young man was discovered shot through the head. His hands and feet had been burned. His back had been branded with the letters IRA, the figure 4, and a large cross.